Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is the season of hope. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors. The Season of Hope, written and recorded by Meg Booker. Psalm 89, verse 8. O Lord, God of heaven's armies, where is there anyone as mighty as you, O Lord? You are entirely faithful. It's here. Though not as thick as the one delivered in my childhood, the toy catalog brought a lot of excitement to our house each holiday season. Things my kids didn't even know existed became things they hoped they would get for Christmas. The Christmas season has also been called the season of hope. Much deeper than the wishes circled in toy catalogs and commercialized in gift wrap, hope is anchored in the faithfulness of God. The psalmist wrote, "You are entirely faithful." Christmas reminds us of the evidence of God's faithfulness. Though we cannot see him, we know he works miracles. We trust the Lord of heaven's armies. Psalm 36, verse 5 reads, "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds." Beyond the clouds. The clouds are layered into the sky as the seasons change in the north, ushering in the holiday season. What causes those last leaves to cling to the trees after the winds of change have scattered the rest of the ground? God's creation reminds us of his consistency. He is faithful. His beauty permeates every atmospheric change. He is in charge of the change. Our hope is in him because of who he is, entirely faithful. Christ Jesus was born a babe in Bethlehem, proof of God's faithfulness and love. He didn't have to save us or show us how much he loved us. He wanted to. He is entirely faithful. He is in charge of the change. The voice paraphrase of Psalm 89, verse 8 reads, "O eternal God, commander of heaven's armies, who is mighty like you? You are completely faithful. That's why we trust in you." How is your hope? An article, Hope Bible Verses, compiled by Bible Study Tools staff asked, "Does it bounce back after being hit? Does it cause you to doubt when you lose hope in a situation?" God knows that we all struggle with finding and holding on to hope. Christmas is an opportune time to remember the babe born in Bethlehem, coming down from heaven to bring us hope without end. The author of Hebrews wrote, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. The birth of Jesus reminds us of the faithfulness of God. Intersecting faith and life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The world is chaotic, but God is in control. The Christmas season itself brings an additional element of busyness. Jesus came into the world by God's design and in his time. There is nothing which surprises God. We too were born under his timing and orchestration. He is always aware, ready, and active. God does not need to sleep. He is mighty to save and defends us with heavenly army of angels. He is the God of miracles. The voice paraphrase of Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Never forget that. Christmas gives us an opportunity to embrace a season of hope. God's people looked forward to the coming Messiah for centuries. Faithfully, he came and brought hope, which does not fade when the Christmas lights are taken down. It remains constant as God remains faithful. Our hope daily is in him. Father, thank you for Christmas and the reminder this season of hope brings to our hearts and homes. Thank you for the lights which brighten dark and long winter days, reminding us Jesus brought light and hope into a dark and hopeless world. Father, we embrace your hope and faithfulness and pray it propels us into obedience and big risks as we faithfully follow your Son, Christ Jesus, by the gift of his Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For further reading, Psalm chapter 91, verses 4 through 6, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.